Hmong leader in La Crosse says many of the Hmong being detained to possibly be sent back to other parts of Thailand or Laos are legitimate refugees. Thai Vu says some lived in the refugee camps before, but didn't register out of fear of rumors registering would cause them to be sent back to Laos. He says the number of Hmong who could be identified as eligible to come to the United States could amount to thousands.
We need the United States government help, the help from the Thai government to try to ensure that they don't just deport these people back to Laos or don't just dump them in the Mekong River, which is the border, you know, of Thailand and Laos.
In addition, 30 years after the United States left Vietnam, Vu says many refugees who assisted the U.S. are still fighting in the jungle, hoping to be rescued.
I don't want everyone in Laos to move here to the United States or to Thailand, but I think a screening mechanism needs to be in place and make sure that the mechanism is being validated and verified so that we don't turn people who seeking for, you know, a political asylum back to their enemy and, you know, the communist government.
Vu fled to the United States in 1978 and settled in La Crosse. About 55 families or nearly 300 refugees from a camp in Thailand are expected in the La Crosse area in the next few months. About 3,600 of 15,000 Hmong registered to resettle in the U.S. are coming to Wisconsin. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.